58,000 Americans died in the Vietnam War. One of those who went to battle passed away recently. Colonel George Budd Day won the Medal of Honor in 1976. On August 26, 1967, Day ejected from his aircraft over North Vietnam when it was hit by ground fire. He was captured and made a prisoner of war. Day escaped captivity, surviving on berries and frogs in the jungle, only to be captured again. He ended up in the same prison cell with a young serviceman who would later become a U.S. Senator, John McCain. McCain says Day was the bravest man he's ever met and credits him with saving his life and his morale.
Whenever I felt my spirits and resistance flag, I looked to Bud for the courage to continue and for the example of how to serve my country in difficult circumstances.
Colonel Day fought in World War II and the Korean War before going to Vietnam. He retired from active duty in 1977, but remained close to his former cellmate and fought for fellow veterans' welfare. Nearly four decades after the war ended, the two countries are working to put the war behind them. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, another Vietnam War veteran, hosted the Vietnamese president in Washington last week.
Today, when Americans hear the word Vietnam, they are able to think of a country, not a war.
Yet memories from the war have left an indelible mark on many. McCain says he'll miss his friend Bud every day for the rest of his life, but he's sure he'll see him again.
I know I will. I'll hunt the field with him, and I look forward to it.
George Everett Budd Day was born in Sioux City, Iowa. He passed away on July 27th in Florida. Natalie Leo, VOA News, Washington.